What's good, y'all? It's your girl, Ray.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Q.
And we are the Goddess Babes.
Welcome to the Goddess Babes Sip and Spill Podcast,
where we deep sea dive into raw, unfiltered heart-to-hearts between two best friends.
Gang, gang.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's gonna get wet, y'all.
It's gonna get wet.
What's up, what's up, what's up, Goddess Gang? It's your girl, Q.
What the fuck is up? It is your girl, Ray.
And today's spill is going to be hoe culture.
Ooh la la.
What does that look like? What do you guys define as a hoe? And then I think if we have some time, we might get into women shooting their shot. Do men like that? Does it make them give up on wanting to chase?
Right. Like, yeah, because I want to talk about it.
All right.
Let's get wet. All right, so first things first, hoe culture. Mm-hmm. Hot topic, because it's subjective, right? Like, mm-hmm. It's everybody has a different opinion on it, a definition. Mm-hmm. So we'll start there. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
You can go first.
So my definition of a hoe really boils down to it. I think it's fairly simple. I would say a hoe is someone who doesn't give a fuck about other people's feelings, mm-hmm. and acts accordingly with her body.
Okay.
So like uses her body to, I don't know, I would say like manipulate people's, mm-hmm. feelings or emotions or situations.
Right.
And it's not so much that she feels empowered and free with her body and her sexuality, is because you're using like that you as a tool fuck. And you don't care. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess, like I said, I don't know if that makes sense. It makes sense to me, but I don't know if that makes sense to other people, but that's how I was kind of define what a hoe is.
It makes sense to me because I don't necessarily think that it has to do with the number of bodies. I think the right. societal view of a hoe is someone who has a lot of bodies. You sleep around, right. A lot. But I mean, that could, again, I don't know. I don't feel like sleeping around. I think sleeping around in itself is a whole different definition and category all of
right,
its own.
Right.
So I kind of agree with what you're saying when you said, I think it's more so of the mentality that comes, mm-hmm. along with
right.
the way you choose to move and correct. Maneuver through dating or sleeping with people, whatever, mm-hmm. the case may be. Because I think that when you say a hoe, like you said, I think it's literally the person who just does not, they don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck.
If I ruin a relationship, I ruin, mm-hmm. a career, whatever happens, as long as I got mine in terms of whatever I wanted to get mine from, right. whether it be sex, money, whatever I wanted to get mine from, as long as I do that, I'm good. Yeah. I don't care who I destroy in the process of it. And right. for me, I think that is, I agree with you when you said that's more of a hoe than necessarily how many people they've slept with.
Right. And then so, in today's society, it kind of goes both ways too. There's some people who probably feel that way, mm-hmm. and then there's other people who are saying like, no, slut, you know, mm-hmm. hoochie, whatever, all those other terms that people use for is for a loose woman, mm-hmm.
Or man,
promiscuity, yes. or man. Yep. So to that, I would say, because I was gonna ask, like, you know, do you hoe shame? Do you ever feel like you hoe shame? And initially my answer was going to be no, because I'm like, get it how you live it. Like,
right.
it's not my place. It's not my business. Mm-hmm. But then in our definitions, mm-hmm. of hoe, do I hoe shame? No. But do I look twice?
Look sideways.
Or like, you know, mm-hmm. sideways, or like, do I kind of like, mm-hmm. Have my thoughts about it? Yeah. I'd be lying if I didn't, because, mm-hmm. again, I'm not saying, oh, damn, look at that bitch. She fucking all the niggas, or damn, right. look at that nigga. He fucking all the bitches. Right. It's more like, damn, she really don't give a fuck, or he really, mm-hmm. don't give a fuck, like, who he hurt, how he hurt, what, yep. he's doing, what's the damage in this, because it's collateral damage in always. This game. So always. Like I said, shame, that probably wouldn't be the correct way to describe it, but I do, like you said, like, look sideways, mm-hmm. or at least give it a second thought, like, mm-hmm. well, damn. But then, you know, that's, again, not my business. You
right.
do you.
Right.
So I'm not going to sit here and, you know, talk about it, blast you about it, write about, like, none of that, because, mm-hmm. that's, mm-hmm. just your shit. But, no, and but to the other side, I don't give a damn how many people you sleep with, male, female, mm-hmm. whoever you are, because it's, for me, it's always the intent behind it, which is, that goes, we say that a lot about a lot, mm-hmm. of different topics, but it's true. It's, everything boils down to your intentions, mm-hmm. and you can hurt somebody and not mean to, but if you can still understand mm-hmm. and acknowledge that, no, it doesn't take the hurt away, but it's the intent behind it. Like, it you doesn't fix intentionally it, going but if you can sit them. And look at me and tell me you understand how it made me feel, you didn't mean to do that, but you still get it, mm-hmm. that's all that matters. So the same for a whole culture. Like, you can sleep with whoever you want to and not be malicious or right. have ill will about it and be living your happily married life, mm-hmm. not married life. Mm-hmm. Or you can sleep with five people who are all married and, you know, you extorting them or do, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter. The number is never going to matter when you looking at intent mm-hmm. to me, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
I agree. And I mean, I do think that society has a setup in a completely different way. I'd be interested to see what other people think, because in general, I believe that the definition of the way people define it is how many people you sleep with. Mm-hmm. Period. I don't think people care about the intent behind it, whether they're single, married. I think they literally right. just care about that you slept exactly. with X amount of people. But I think there's different instances and different cases where you may get your body count 100%. Up. And I don't think that 100%. That means that you're a bad person. You could have got married young and was with this person for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. And that was the only dick you ever knew. Mm-hmm. And once you break up, you go wild. You know what yep. I mean? You get into your whole phase, or mm-hmm. you go wild and you want to live the life you didn't get to live. Does that make you a hoe? No, that means that you got married younger and now you're experiencing and doing different things. So I think
depending on how you define your whole phase. Because maybe for you, that is being yes. a hoe, because you are more of a person to not share your body with it. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. and there's nothing wrong with it. If that's how you define it, is mm-hmm. that because you were too free with yourself and giving it away to everybody, like you just didn't give a damn. If you feel like that's a hoe for you, that's your definition.
But
that's
what's
fine.
Wild to me is that back in the, like, you know, in the whole, what was it, 60s, peace, love, everything was just all, oh my goodness.
Yeah, let's
they
smoke,
were
drink,
very
fuck,
free.
Not go to
they
war,
were, but
like,
they were considered free spirits. Mm-hmm. That was free what they were doing. But what is the difference?
But everybody wasn't.
It's a free spirit.
Partaking in that.
Everybody
there was a lot
wasn't
of people
partaking,
who were not on board
a
with
lot
that
of people
situation.
Did,
but a lot of people did.
And they were just considered free spirits. They were just free, peace, love, man. Everything
I
is
still
just
consider
groovy.
Them the same.
It's
I
free spirit.
I very much so vibe with that hippie lifestyle.
Yeah, you do.
And that. Like, you know
do.
What I mean? Like,
yeah,
just,
you do. But I say that to say, I just don't understand why it has to have a different, it's basically the same thing in a whole different generation or time era, kind of, sort of.
I think it's slightly different.
It's a little different because they, I think they literally were just peace, love, and wanted what felt good and yeah. fucking feels good and it's not hurting nobody, so to speak, so yeah. why not partake in it? And now I think that sometimes there is some malicious intent behind it. Some people intentionally go out to do and set out to do certain things and certain people, again, regardless of the damage or the chaos it may cause. But a free spirit is going to be a free spirit.
Right.
Someone who likes to roam is going to roam. You may not be a person that likes to be tied down. Doesn't mm-hmm. make you a hoe. It just means that I don't want right. to be tied to just one thing or one person. And you just have to get in where you fit in, find your community, mm-hmm. and you do that. But I just don't think, I think that, especially now, I think we've just gotten so comfortable calling people a hoe.
I think you just
it's
use
just
it.
A comfort.
Yep,
ooh, that bitch, is she a hoe?
She a hoe. Because it even goes down
what
to how you dress.
Because
we didn't even get there yet. Because, okay, let me hold that thought before okay. I get down to that, because I'll say something else. To piggyback on what you said, there's a number of reasons your body count can add up, right?
Yeah.
One, being in a long-term relationship, a marriage, mm-hmm. whatever. Two, being in open relationships, mm-hmm. or being a person who doesn't do relationships. Naturally, if you fuck, your numbers are going to add up
exactly.
because you're serial dating, or people who do relationships, but they get in and out of relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, over the span of a lifetime, if you have... Let's say you get in a relationship. Every time you're in a relationship, it's at least 2 years. You could still have like 12 to 20 partners, mm-hmm. depending on how your age and when you finally meet somebody and you settle down, mm-hmm. and it is whatever, especially if you have sex with that person.
And some people have a relationship cap. I give you a good year or two, and after
yep,
that,
and then I'm done.
I'm good. So, I know my... And then you move on to the next relationship. And then depending on how you
right.
do that without a whole year.
Correct. And then depending on when you start. Some people started in middle school, mm-hmm. high school, whatever. But like by the time you're 50 and you... haven't been married, or even if you have been married a couple of times, you mm-hmm. generally speaking at least hit five, if
Absolutely.
Not significantly more, depending on your relationships and when you got started.
Yeah.
So this whole fascination of,
I'm trying to think of my age and where I'm at right now, I'm like
this whole fascination with body count and all that is really
societal
dumb.
Standards.
Because I was gonna say, like, I wanted to talk about this real quick before I get back on what I was gonna say about
don't forget
the stupidity of hoe. Okay. I'm not. It was going to be about how people label you as a hoe that has nothing to do with sex. Like, for instance, if you wear your titties out, if you wear your ass out, it wasn't going to be. Yeah. So I was just going to say,
and the way you carry
yourself. It's just the way you carry yourself, because we all have heard older people, moms or aunts, grandparents, whatever, telling us you got to act a certain way. Mm-hmm. You got to be classy. You got to be a lady. Everybody say lady in the streets or freak in the sheets. So everything that surrounds it has played a significant role in women and how we view ourselves and how we view others, which fucks us up mentally, because you don't know, damned if you do, damned if you don't. You want to be free. You want to decide what you want to do with your body, regardless of what everybody else says, regardless of how you were raised. But you can't wear this low cut shirt and or a tight form fitting bodycon dress, or people going to think you're a hoe. Even though you just like the way it makes your, you know, it fits on your body and it makes you look good or whatever. So, but that's all. We can get into that later. But I saw something a few weeks ago on Facebook, and it was like, nobody wants a car that has 200,000 miles on it with 10 plus previous owners. This post is not about cars, by the way. So then I go to the comments, because one of my internet friends that I have met, I met him on Twitter, and I won't say his name, but I met him on Twitter fucking 13 years ago or something like that. And I've told you about him. He's a very... He's not controversial, but he likes to stir the pot, and he likes to have conversations about stupid shit or like viral shit or whatever. So he will post something stupid and then he'll give his, but he'll always give his true opinion on the matter. He'll say this is fucking dumb or this I agree with or whatever. And he's he's open to everybody's arguments. So he's not rude or disrespectful or anything like that, but he welcomes, you know, a debate. So I saw that, and immediately, like I said, I went to the comments, because it's like, this is fucking stupid. But let's see what the people have to say. Now, a man posted it. I want to say naturally, but I don't want to be rude, but naturally, it was a man who's saying that.
Of course.
And so, but the comments were from women and men. Some agreed, some disagreed, or whatever, but eventually, like, so they're going back and forth, and then eventually the person that posted it was like, who said this was anything? This was even about sex and da 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 da. Like, so they're going back and forth, and he's like, "Oh, everybody's like, okay, what are we talking about then?
If it's not sex, about a like car, after all this, it's not, or,
yeah, if it's if it's not about the car and it's not about sex, then what are you talking about?" So it was about sex.
It was about sex.
But so some of the comments were like, "Of course, this is stupid. What year are we in?" Blah 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 blah. But then you had some that were still like, "But yeah, like, why would anybody want a hoe or like to somebody be with somebody who's through. Had has been ran through with all these miles or whatever?" But that was coming from somebody who you don't know who they've had. Like, a lot of people put this thing on women that, you know, if she says she has this many, you add this or whatever to it, because she's not like, first of all, I never lied about that. I'm not ashamed of mine, and I don't give a damn. Like, I don't
my
give
number
a fuck.
Is my number.
My number is my number. Yeah. Period. But and I don't give a damn about yours. If I ask and you tell me, great. If you don't, or you don't remember, whatever. Like, I just
keep it a buck.
On.
I've never had that. Not had that. Like, I wouldn't even know where to place that in getting to know the person. Like,
it's never had it come up.
I think it's come up before, but not like. It was like really random. It was a very random, like, well, how many relations, you know, you was in with this person for this many years before, you was with that person for that many years before. Yeah. So it was one of those that led to, well, how many people could you have a sex with if you were in relationships for this amount of time?
But not in that type of manner.
But as far as like, well,
I've never been in that either. But,
okay.
And usually because of the place that I was in at that time in my life, all those times in my life, I've only had the, well,
because you know, you think you done lived a few.
I know I've lived a few, but every time up until probably the last couple of years, I've been the one that brings it up, because I had this whole, I don't even know what you would call it, but I had this complex and I had this fear of accumulating numbers. I had this body count.
You don't even have a
phobia. I know, though. But I don't know why. It was just something that I couldn't get over.
You think
body
it's one
count.
Of those things where you'd be like, I don't want to add a body, so I'll probably spend the block because I don't want to add another body.
Oh,
to
I
it,
always I'll, will spend, I'll the block. Spend the block. I shouldn't say always, but I.
Well, in your case, yeah. But I mean, do you think like for some people who have are hung up yeah, with a body count thing, it's more like, damn it, I'll fucking spend the block before I add another body to my
yes,
shit.
Yes, and I wish that I don't regret it because in all those times that I wasn't having sex, like both Q and I both have had long bouts of like celibacy or abstinence. Like we've talked about this before. Like mm-hmm. we go a long time. Her because she needs an emotional connection, and me, we've figured out that I still need a connection mm-hmm. of some sort.
Some sort of connection. Uh-huh.
But it doesn't have to necessarily be emotional, but it has to be
out.
Something.
We have figured out with
we
you
figured
guys.
It out on the
yes,
podcast.
We have
like,
come through it. Yes.
So while I am more free and I am I'm willing and all those things, at the same time, there's something that I still have to have, you know, triggered or connected mm-hmm. or whatever for me. So, but like at the same time, like now I don't care because this is a number mm-hmm. and it doesn't mm-hmm. mean anything. It's an experience. It's a number. Mm-hmm. But I still do find that a lot of women that I have spoken to about this are like, well, I don't want to waste a number because for a man, you get yours regardless, right?
This
I mean, and please, I've even heard men say this, but obviously I'm sure every single man doesn't finish or nut every time you have sex. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying you can sit and have sex with somebody you're completely unattracted to. You can have sex with somebody whose body is however it is. You don't mm-hmm. like them because yeah. a nut is a nut.
Yeah.
And you can get yours. For women, when we know the statistics, which I'm gonna get back to y'all, but when we know the statistics are significantly high about how many women don't finish or get an orgasm,
yes.
that is not the case. So a lot of your time can be wasted
right.
if you're just having casual sex
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because you don't know until you get it.
Like right.
especially if they talking all that game, you know damn well, basically you might as well just go the other way because this nigga talking
just
too much
yourself.
Shit.
He just
ain't
do
doing, like it ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like, you get them silent observers.
Right.
Those probably the ones that yeah, I don't got to talk about it because it's going to speak for itself.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
like for a man, you can get in and out and you're done and it is what it is. You mm-hmm. got yours. You may think back on it. You may not. It may not right. be memorable. Like whatever. But for a woman, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
One, you are the space that is being entered. A man
right.
got it's a dick, it's a tool, mm-hmm. it's going mm-hmm. into something, but mm-hmm. you, that's your womb, that's everything else, whether you're a mother or even care about children or not, it's still that area is sacred.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that a dick and a penis, whatever you want to call it, isn't sacred, but it's not the same.
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same. No matter what you believe spiritually, religiously, that is a sacred space.
Mm-hmm.
So when you enter into that, you're entering into me as a mm-hmm. whole, like legit. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get too deep for y'all, but that's really what it is for your vagina,
yes.
for that area. So it does feel wasted. Wasted
it
when it's on somebody that ain't shit.
That's
wasted when you're not
yes.
going to get yours. Wasted when there's no connection and you're just fucking. Like, there's a lot of things that make it just not be worth it.
It wasn't worth your time.
And that's why most of the time I'd rather just not have sex
mm-hmm.
than to just be out here having sex wasting.
Pointless.
Aside from mm-hmm. the body count. But then you think about the body count too and it's like, but damn, when I think back at, it's like if you look at your job. Well, I had this job, this, and that. And you really reflect and it's like, well, what did I
what
get
did I
from
get
this?
From it? Yeah. What do I have to
like,
say
what do
about
I have
that?
To say
what
about
do
it?
I have?
Maybe yeah. you have a child. Maybe you had a marriage. Maybe you had this, that, and the third. But like for a lot of it, and it was just Billy Bob. It was some dick mm-hmm. a couple times. It wasn't even that great. That it, you know what I mean?
Yep.
It don't feel the same. And then yeah. we're sitting here and you're having a conversation and somebody says something about you got 10 plus previous owners. Mm-hmm. Bitch, I'm 47 or
right.
bitch, I'm 33 or bitch, I started
because
young and I was, you know
thing.
What I mean?
Is
like
there
you
an
don't,
age
how
to
can
that?
You put a number?
How do you?
No. And how can you put a number on anything because you don't live that person's experience?
Their life and experience. Yeah.
And a lot of people have been sexually abused and have mm-hmm. different types of abuse and trauma in their
yes.
life. And a lot of people, while their body is there physically, they're not
mentally,
there mentally actually
gone.
Having
yeah.
sex with you. A lot of these quote unquote hoes have been molested and raped, particularly by people, that men that they trust, family mm-hmm. members, a lot of the times, like a lot of the times. But yet you're sitting over here talking about a fucking number
mm-hmm.
like and you know obsessing over mm-hmm. this number that doesn't genuinely tell you anything
about
the
person
or the experience attached to the number.
Yeah.
And then I've also heard, like jokingly, but I think people are probably serious, if you only fucked them once, it doesn't count, or I don't count it, or if you didn't nut, I don't count it. Well, I've heard a lot of women say
she didn't. If she wasn't,
I've heard a lot of women say I ain't counting a nigga that I ain't come from. Like, because why?
Don't count.
You know, so it's just like one of those things. Like, it's just.
And what do you okay? So what do you think on that regard? Do you think whether you came or not, they entered you, so it is
I count,
count or
do you I
think
do.
Like okay, well I that's do. I that's don't true. Count, like, I wouldn't count. It.
I don't count cunnilingus.
Okay,
but there's not a lot. I haven't had a lot of
a head.
Yeah, that okay. wasn't attached to like dick.
Sex.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, so I don't particularly. I don't just get
I haven't
head.
Either.
Like, I don't just get head. Like,
yeah.
So, no. But I know there's people who.
Some
first
people
of all,
just call
I was
you
a
forehead
late,
and will not fuck you.
Yeah,
some people
and some people are okay with that, like, and they just get in there, licky, licky, licky,
and
licky,
you're
licky,
done.
Split.
Thank
yep,
you.
That's it. And I just never had I had never had the desire for that
to just get ahead and have them bounce.
No.
Well, I just feel like if you get, I mean, I guess I just want the
one.
Whole
you know
thing.
How I am, and
I just want the whole thing. If you're gonna do,
like, if I'm gonna let you down
the
there,
thing.
Why I'm gonna let you lick all around it, and then
that's
who else you look? Who else pussy you just going around licking it? I just no. It just doesn't work for me.
The thing is just that. Why
I just
if I don't find you or desire you enough to let you fuck the whole
right.
process, why
I don't
is it okay for you to put your mouth on? I feel like that's a little different. I feel like it's a little backwards.
I agree.
I don't understand.
It just don't
work because I feel
me.
Like it says something. There's a reason you're not letting this person in. There's
correct.
A reason you're not having going all the way and having all forms of sex, and you just want them to do this one thing to you. You feel something about them or a lack thereof mm-hmm. about them, but it's something that lets you know, because women, just like that, women know, we know. So
right.
there's something that you're not digging or you
right.
don't feel is even worth, but then it's okay for their mouth. So I just, it's
that's
just backwards
it's
to me, and
sex,
I don't understand.
No, it's all. No,
I don't understand how you could have a person. Yeah, I don't get it. Mm-hmm. That's never been me. It's gonna be the whole thing, and it's gonna be a person that I want to experience the whole thing with. It's not just gonna now. If you're doing a little quickie, a little 1-2, little razzle dazzle,
or if you want
like a
little,
but to just call somebody and be like, hey, come eat this or whatever your code
yeah,
is,
just,
and they
don't.
Come, and then when they're done, you're like, okay. Going about your business or whatever. I don't understand.
No, I enjoy
and,
men
the
full have
bitches experience. With men have women that they only call for head, and
yeah,
they're like, I just want the head. I just
somebody
want
can
head.
Correct
it's
me if I'm
weird.
Wrong, but I think that unless the nigga dick is whack or whatever, and you good with that, most of the time she still wants to fuck.
Well,
like,
she, but
she
there are
still
men
wants
who
to fuck. Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying it's
head.
A little bit different. Now men. Sometimes that's all they can get is that's the only practice they can get or whatever, and they just do what they do, but they're probably fucking someone else. Like,
yeah,
obviously, if
absolutely.
You're not letting them fuck, they're just licking, they're hitting something else somewhere because they still got to get their rocks off. Like, licking your pussy, I could do that all day long, but am I coming from it? I mean, maybe, like, if you're really, 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 really into it,
right?
But, like, unless I'm stroking it at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's different, but like, for a woman. Yeah, it feels good to pleasure someone, like to please
oh,
someone and do that. So for sure, that act, like I said, and it's a powerful act. I've said that before on this podcast, like
absolutely.
Fellatio, cunnilingus, like when you have that person's genitals in your possession, mouth, hands,
whatever,
whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a power play because
absolutely.
You are in charge, fully
fueled
in charge
by their
of
reactions.
Making their body mm-hmm. feel things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's incredible. But and then they just leave and then you're done. Like, no. Like,
yeah.
it's weird to me, but like, so I could say for a woman, I just would feel so not empty but like unfulfilled at the end because yeah
if
I did
the nigga
that
just called you for head and then didn't
but then
fuck.
Like yeah like yeah. I the fuck
I
but
think
everybody
it definitely
has,
makes you feel a certain type of way and make you question yourself like
yeah
what
and some people
hell?
Don't like penetration or you know some people are you got trauma and stuff like that so
yes.
sometimes vaginal sex hurts and mm-hmm. if you don't have that person that's going to take that time and
consider you
and understand
yeah.
how your body works and actually mm-hmm. learn it sex like
which some
sex
men don't.
Can be
some
uncomfortable and it's
not
again that's another thing it's not worth it for you to go through a little bit of pain
the
because
pain.
Mm-hmm. he don't make sure you're wet enough or you're relaxed
right.
enough because your mind again I've said this before but your mind is your biggest sexual organ so
absolutely.
If you all over the place in your mind you're not allowing your body to
fumbling
lubricate
all
your
over
vagina
and doing all
because
type of shit. Yes
you know what I'm saying you're not there
you're
not
there.
Into it
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the times yes it could be because of our busy lives and all this but a lot of times it's that connection a disconnect that you don't
yep.
have with, you don't have with your partner that connection that you need to just be present and in the moment to
and
enjoy
feel.
Sex
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people don't give a fuck especially a man because like I said a nut is a nut and they can get theirs without that type of a
mm-hmm.
connection naturally most of the time so it just
that
hit
foreplay
it hits
and
different
up the oven a
so
little bit
I know we talk about whole culture and all that but like y'all need to understand, and this ain't our sex talk, even though it turns into a lot of sex, but Y'all really need to understand that it takes more than sticking your dick into something.
Absolutely.
It's like a plug into a light, like to the socket. Like it's more than just plugging it in.
Because you are not, shit you know, that like sometimes you just jam a plug in and don't nothing happen. No spark, no light, no nothing. And that shit is dead.
Right. It's that electrical current that has to be active and running in order to make shit happen. Yes. Like you don't just stick something in and go and then everything
And then
is,
be trying to talk shit. She dry. Nigga, did you do any
attempt? Oh my God, I can't wait to get to that.
Did you attempt or try anything to help her not fucking be dry?
Correct.
Because ultimately, nigga, that's not my problem. That's your problem. That's correct. Not my fault. That is your fault. Because you thought that you could just
Do. Okay, like, let finish your thought.
Well, you just thought, well, just in my thought. You thought you could just whip it out and do, and it was just going to be ta-da, and I'm drenched and dripping. That is so far from the fucking case.
Yes.
So far.
I mean, but hold it for like the
next topic. Okay,
yeah,
because we are
getting into it. But no, like for real, y'all just got to tune in because this shit gets like, that's why we kept saying like, wait until we get to the sex, because sex is going to go on and on and on because there's just so much to it.
Yeah.
Like there's just so much to it. But back to the whole culture, which I think we about wrapped it up. Like we've discussed it. I don't know if you wanted to pull up something that you saw online or if you saw anything good, but
I think
that sums it up. It's not
up
numbers. It's intent behind it.
In
and
our
it's,
opinion.
Yeah. So that's about what we got to say about that. I'm going to tell y'all right
if
now, we're going
to
save. No, I was going to say we're going to save the women shooting a shot for another episode because I feel like we've gotten plenty on
the whole culture. I didn't really find anything too specific aside from like there's different topics and different variations to the meaning, and then of course I think right now of which what could possibly be another topic is, and we don't really do a lot of we're not here to do a lot of the hot topics or what people consider hot topics with famous
like
people and celebrities and things like that. However, if something does fit, we may touch on it. And I think with this whole culture right now, we have a lot of that going on with some of these up and comer younger female rappers. You got like the Sexy Reds,
Sukiyana. Well, hell, we can talk about Lori Harvey. You like her. I don't know her that much.
I just don't feel like, I think that it's not that I like her, but I feel like she, we could talk about it. It's not
I don't
that
know
I like
about
her.
I just know that she to
they
be honest,
say that she's
so.
Dated a lot of men, but again, in the industry. But again, I mean, we don't.
But
all we know is
that
we always see her popping up with another nigga.
Their mouth.
But we don't really know what is them relationships detail. We don't know what that looks like. We don't know a lot about it. We just know that you flash and she's with one nigga. You may give her a year or two, some months. Flash, she's with another nigga. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I guess she would fall into.
It's really just the double standard that surrounds it because, you know, it's just a man's world, but.
But it wouldn't be nothing.
Correct.
Nothing.
But, like, how do you still. In 2024.
Oh, 2024.
And I hate saying that. Like, I hate being that person. Like, it's 2020. But, bitch, it's 2024. How are you still saying stupid shit? Like,
and standing
sorry,
on
not
it.
Sorry.
And standing
how
the,
how
on
are
it.
You serious about the shit that you're saying right now? Out of your mouth, you think it's okay. You really think because you have a dick and two balls. First of all, I ain't trying to shade or shame penis size. They all matter. Big ones, little ones, fat ones, whatever.
All penises
like
matter.
The pickle tickles, the big mandingo warriors, we need them all. We really do because every pussy is different. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs something different. I like it, but some people don't like getting hit in the guts. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or, you
have
know,
your
you all
organs rearranged.
Have your dick flip-flopping over the uvula and they might like, some people don't like those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
So we need the smaller ones for, you know, everybody has a preference and has a need.
Correct.
All your dicks can and plus some shit, obviously every dick ain't meant for no booty hole either, and if you like booty play you definitely ain't want no big mandingo in your booty hole. So I mean, unless you do like, but again, everybody different, so there's something for everyone,
right?
But I say that to say, where the fuck you get all this big dick energy with your little ass dick and your stupid ass opinions? Like,
And
I'm not talking about literal
opinionated niggas be the ones
size,
that
but like,
are
come on,
not.
Shut the fuck up. Like, what are you talking about?
They
you got
not.
So much to say about the fact that this beautiful woman, I wouldn't give a damn she was ugly, but like this beautiful woman about her business, whatever that is, I don't know what she do, but like, and she's minding her business and dating. How she feels to date, whether she was a serial dater, whether she fucks those people and fucks people on the side too. It, first of all, it's nobody's business.
And this isn't one of those,
she's a celebrity, so her business is our business. No, I still find that that is not true. I don't care how many people say, well, they're celebrities. We're supposed to know they're telling us their business. It's our right because they're putting it on social media. First of all, she took pictures with people that she dated.
She had pictures taken of her of people that she was dating. Because honestly, I don't know what she does.
That's not business.
A celebrity is their craft. You're a celebrity because you sing, because you rap. Correct. You're an actor and that's not where you are in your business. That's where you could be like, oh well, you know, that last little Kevin Hart, that wasn't, you know.
Correct.
That's where I personally feel that we have the right to comment, because you're actually putting this shit out for our entertainment. That's what you do, and that's, we help make you where you're at.
Yes.
That's where we should be in your business, and that's where, to me, it's free reign.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to you just walking down the street minding your business, or like the whole thing with the little cutie, little pretty girl, Hallie Bailey, and the whole thing about was she pregnant or not, who fucking cares?
Right.
And people were so upset because she wouldn't own up to it. Bitch, I don't owe you shit. I don't have to tell you a motherfucking thing.
It's none of your fucking business. And that's the thing. People get that shit twisted.
My family knows. That's it. You worry about the fact of what my numbers are doing for the little fucking mermaid. I don't have to tell you anything.
Which I loved her in the Little Mermaid, by the way. I freaking loved it.
I don't owe you shit. I haven't seen it yet.
But
I don't owe you my personal.
But I don't.
If I give you a dose of my personal, consider that some fucking extra shit that I'm showing you. But I don't owe you that.
Right.
So what kills me is the fact that you feel like you, now I don't, like, again, I don't know what she does. I don't know if she's like a beauty, like Lori Harvey.
Some type of,
I don't know if it's a beauty thing, or I don't know exactly what she does, because literally the only thing I ever hear, honestly, is who she's been seen with or the dating thing. So I honestly have no clue. And it's not to disrespect her. I just really don't know much about career wise what she
does. I wasn't saying like that. I just I honestly don't know what she does.
Again, everything in addition to that is me just being nice and just letting you in just a little bit. Don't take an inch and want a fucking mile. Don't take something small I'm giving you and then run with it and think that you can dictate and determine, and that opens up all types of critiques and criticism on what the fuck I have extra going on.
Correct.
Because that's my extra. That's my extracurricular. I'm not worried about your extracurricular. Focus on what I'm giving you that I'm supposed to be giving you, which is whatever my craft is. So we're not entitled to know shit else. And I think people get it twisted because you love a person and, oh my God, I just, oh.
Or you
feel like
them.
You are entitled to every aspect of their life. And that isn't far from the fucking truth.
It's not
you
true
are
at all.
Not. So you can't
dictate and tell somebody.
We don't know if she slept with all of them.
I was going to say, and you don't know.
She's young.
What
she's
the relationship
to me. I would call her, if nothing else, a serial dater. That's what I, from what I see, because I don't know.
And I don't even
from
know
what
if
I see.
They've all been like a year
like
or whatever.
I don't even know if she's a serial dater. We don't even know if she wants to get married. We don't know what the fuck she, we don't know if she wants to get married. And she's, I think she's relatively young, like mid 20s at the latest.
She's
I think. I'm not sure. But she may not be looking for nothing. Maybe you don't want to be married to her in your 30s or 40s. She might just be having fun. Her body is giving. She's cute. She's having fun while the getting is good.
Mm-hmm.
Why does that make her a hoe?
Correct.
We don't know what defined her relationships with any of these men that we've seen her with.
At all.
They could have just been really good friends that like to go on dates. You have that.
Like, you just don't know. But then you put
so
that
why
label
is she
on
a hoe?
Just because you've seen her with other people, or like you know, seen her attached to or connected with other people.
It's just fucked up. It's
but
just
like,
fucked up.
But then
because
on the other
future
end,
ain't future a hoe?
Yeah, but people talk. But I was gonna say some. Now, don't get me wrong, because there are a lot of women who speak up, and you know they do talk about, like, you know, Future had a bunch of women and all this different stuff. Like, so people do get on men, but it's still
it's
that terrible
same.
Stigma and
it's
that double standard that is attached to women.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have stuff like SportsCenter, who will sit here and praise, I don't remember who the fuck it was. Was it Derek Jeter or was it A-Rod? One of them, their whole dating roster and how they were all like 10s and 11s and 12s.
Like,
all the beautiful ass go down. All
that,
they get the baddest bitches, and they put them in fucking lineups and all this other shit and praise.
And
it's like, what? Like, and because I had somebody really tell me, like, man, he had all the fine, like all the finest.
What does that mean,
and I was like, who the fuck cares?
What does that mean?
Because that's okay.
What does that
but
mean?
If it was a woman, that's not okay. Because why? First of all, y'all shouldn't even be allowed to move on to the next bitch until you made that motherfucker come. Like, until you learn how to work a pussy. Yes, I said it. You shouldn't even be able to go
to
the next level.
On.
Like, you should be having to stay at the same pussy level until you have
failed.
Mastered.
That level
okay?
has been failed.
You need to master how to use a vagina, how to do it, how to deal in it, how to talk to it. How about you stop fucking bitches and learn how to actually have sex with somebody?
Because having a bunch of kids, it does not mean you know what you're doing. That just means that you were able to create a kid. I feel like I
have
found
that people that have a lot of kids don't know what they're doing. That
means nothing. You could have a handful of fucking children.
It just means fertile. And
that means absolutely nothing. That is not a testament to what you can do or how you operate when you are having sex with a woman. Just because you had kids, that just means that both you guys were capable and able. Or had sex with
many women.
And you did it.
Like, you supposed to be, that's supposed to be practice, right? He's like, Allen Iverson said, nigga, you talk about practice?
Practice makes
not a game, but practice? Why are you telling me how many women you've been with and bragging about it if you still whack as fuck? And we talked about,
they don't be thinking that they're
we
whack.
Talked about what whack sex is on
in our opinions,
a previous episode that you guys listened to, but when we say whack, we're talking about no connection whatsoever, or, you know, you're only thinking about your personal selfish needs and not the needs of someone else, and pleasuring the other person and being present in the sexual experience mentally, physically, emotionally, you know, like intimately, actually being intimate.
Right. It's not the size. It's not. We're not saying it's whack because it's
You can be whack for a number of reasons.
For us, and this is just.
But that's the main.
Ray and Q, for us, it's. Because how can you enjoy it if there's nothing?
Because
there?
If you're not connected, if you can't just have sex with a bunch of women. That's what they say about men.
Even,
but that's what they say, that men can do it and women can't because you don't connect.
It does not make me want to drop any amount of thong or draws or anything when there's just nothing there. It just doesn't make any sense. I just don't understand. But again, like you said, that is the difference. I guess one of the key differences they that they say that between men.
And I honestly think that.
And women. And
it's mostly true. You know, it's not that foolproof, but I think it's mostly true. And that's going back to what I said, is because it's not because of a defect in how we were made in our.
Right.
It's just that this is an entry. Like, you're coming inside of something. So naturally, the way our bodies are, it's sacred.
Right.
So when you got a little dangly thing between your legs that thinks for itself, and when all the blood rushes to it, you don't, it's like you don't have any say on what's going on. Mm-hmm. You're checked out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot different to maneuver that when our shit, we have to connect mentally from our mind all the way down to get this bitch wet. We have to be present. We have to be there.
And,
y'all will fuck a dry pussy
and then complain
and say, like, again, we getting off, but you will do that. And complain, talk shit. You'll fuck her again, though, after you said what you said, right? But what had to happen for that pussy to be dry? Like, what? You know what I mean? Like, you don't take that
correctly.
So, but then you go from a woman to another bitch to another bitch to another bitch, and you're still doing the same thing.
Dragging
some of them are wet.
Weak dick around from one.
Some of them are wet. Some of them are dry. Some of it's good. But you're just, you're just going on and on. So, like I said, we're going to talk about that on the next. We're going to peace out.
Just think about it. But when you are entering somebody's home, do you just barge in that bitch and just, I'm here? Or do you knock a little bit? Do you wait? You may ring the doorbell. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you don't just barge in and just expect them to be welcoming of you. No. Let me know you're coming. Let me know, you know, there's it's a process. And I think that some men, not all, but some just don't understand. And then they want to blame us for their defects.
They
blame us for their defects. Mm-hmm. So we will get into it for sure. Because y'all know, once we really get started on something,
that's why I said we're going to have to wrap this up.
But the basically, for us, just a quick recap. Hoe is not necessarily the number of bodies you've had. It's more so the intent behind said bodies. Yeah. And this will even go into when we get on side chicks and side niggas. We'll even touch on this a little more. Because this, I think that will speak more to what we're saying when we say the intent behind who you're sleeping with and why you're sleeping with them. So I think that could probably be the next episode. So kind of a tie into that.
Yeah.
And then I know we said we wanted to go on shooting shots. Women shooting their shot and how men may really feel about that. So we got you guys. It's all going to come out. But you know, like we said, once we get on a tangent, it just goes. So we really wanted to keep this with whole culture, but if you guys know you're used to us, and it's going to keep happening.
We'll get it together one day by season three.
It's going to keep happening.
Season because three it's one be thing legit.
To take us off into a whole other.
It's still a goal. Season three. Season two gonna be long, so we got a lot of time to get it together.
To work on that. But tell us what you think. Tell us what you guys think hoes are. What do you think a hoe is?
Tell me what you think a hoe is.
Yeah, because everybody, are you with the societal standard and view that is just solely based on how many people you sleep with, irregardless to the circumstance or situation? Or do you kind of agree more so with Ray and I that it's more so the intent behind who you're sleeping with and why you're sleeping with them? Or what do you guys think? Where y'all
falling? Let us know. Hit us up on the socials. Ooh, I gotta count them back down. We got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter,
Facebook,
YouTube. Is that it? Everything is at the Goddess Babes except for Instagram, and it's at the Goddess Babes Sip and Spill.
Yes.
Everything else is just at the Goddess Babes, and that's our Instagram page is our podcast page now officially. So that's Sip and Spill, and that's gonna stick to that. The other pages will be mostly the podcast, but sometimes you'll see some blogging and different things like that. But trying to kind of differentiate a little bit because we've got some other business ventures that we'll be getting into over the course of this year. So anyway, hit us up on the socials. Email us at rayandq@thegoddessbabes.com. Send us questions, comments, like, subscribe, share, follow.
All the good shit.
Do all that shit.
All the good shit.
Keep streaming the podcast.
Please and thank you.
Tell your friend, your grandma, your grandpa, whomever.
Ooh, I don't know if you want to tell the...
Please tell them. Tell them, like I said.
The grannies and the grandfathers.
Yes, they got pussy and dick too. And it's not just about sex. That's just where we at right now. But they do relationships. Right, some of the stuff we're going to be getting into when we start talking about these generational curses and trauma and healing.
Yeah,
tell your grandparents, like I said. Because that's their fault.
We have a lot.
It's their fault, and it's their parents' fault, and you know, it's our fault when it's our, you know, it's generational, so it goes and goes and goes. So anyway, tell a friend, and you know, wherever you sip,
whenever you sip,
whatever you sip, sip with us, the Goddess Babes.
Peace, y'all.
Bye. Keep it wet.